Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the very first Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And me? Well, I'm your host, Dr. Sarah. Just in case you weren't aware of that. I like to be upfront and make sure we're totally on the same page. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited, and I am so grateful that you are here. This is a whole new platform from which you and I and everyone else can connect through consciousness, through space, through choice, through being. What else is possible we can create here? Now, I know many of you already follow me on social media, my Dr. Sarah Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube, and you have probably a sense of how I show up. And it's very pragmatic with tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, if you're new to me and this is the first time you are experiencing what I have to share, well, prepared to be a part of something that you may have yet to be a part of and discover something new and different about you and about really what it is to and how it is to navigate in this world. Now, this reality can be really heavy. It can be full of a lot of negativity. And for those of us who are very sensitive, who pick up on energy, if we're not clearing our space, if we're not getting clear, it can take a toll on us. It can create anxiety. It can create depression. And it really can hinder process and the space of living your life. Now, just to give you a little background about me, well, I'm a clinical psychologist, and I've been in practice for about 18 years, and I've worked with a variety of different people, a different clientele with anxiety, depression. I also specialize in traumatic brain injury, eating disorders, as well as I touch upon a variety of different mental health concerns, really anything that someone shows up to me with. And I've dabbled with different approaches through the years, and really until the last couple years have I discovered that there's a space, there's a place that we can arrive in consciousness, in choice, in possibility that will allow us to clear out the things that aren't serving us. Now, there's this amazing system called Access Consciousness. Now, I'm an Access Consciousness facilitator, certified facilitator as well. But what Access brings to the table are pragmatic tools from which we can use to change anything, just about anything. And it allows us to also access a space of choice and possibility and contribution and questions in a way that I have yet to discover. So I am so excited to now show up to you here on this Blog Talk Radio Show to offer you this space. And you, the listeners, man, this is really what's going to make this show work. And I'm so grateful, truly grateful for you being on this show and also everywhere that you've showed up to me so far. Every bit of it is a contribution. I'm really looking forward to interacting with you because we will be able to do that on this show. You will be able to write to me, write in through email, on comments on Facebook or other social media, what it is that you would like to talk about on the show, a question, comments about what you received from the last show. You know, really anything is possible. Overview of what this show will be. Basically, that, what I just shared with you. Also, there will be a question of the week that will be proposed. Now, I have one for you now. The question of the week is, for this show, what does living consciously look like for you? What does living consciously look like for you? One more time. What does living consciously look like for you? Now, this is a question where we're not looking to get the answer, but we're looking to opening up a space of awareness from which we can take from it to generate and create something greater. So be with that question. And now at the end of the show, I'm going to provide you a link with a picture quote that has this question on the picture quote. You can download it. You can upload it. And what I like to do is actually put it on my phone, on my wallpaper of my phone, so that every time I turn it on, I see that question and I'm with that energy. Because that's what we're doing here. We're clearing energy so that we can have a space of choice and possibilities consciously. So that's one piece of the show. Now, at the end of the show, there's another section called A Space to Be With. And that's where I will recap the question of the week, and also bring in additional questions that will help open up a space to be that energy. So when you get off the phone, off this line, after this call, you will be able to resonate with the energy of that. Then there's a section on question and awareness. And this is where I will bring in the questions you bring to me during the week or the comments. And we can interact with that for a bit on the show as well. Now, this is the piece that we're entering at this moment, and this is the guest of the show. And I'm so grateful today to bring on a guest who's not only an amazing healer, she's a dear friend of mine, and she is just an amazing being. And her name is Rudrani Devi. Now, I'm going to give Rudrani a formal introduction to you here and to you. So, Rudrani Devi, shaman, descending from her mother's great-grandmother's Italian family lineage. She is a minister and has a holistic therapy practice in Nashville, Tennessee. She is a certified meditation practitioner, as well as an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. She is the author of two books, has been on the board of the United Nations since 2011, and is an entrepreneur owning her own clinic, the Devi Clinic, Devi Essentials Incorporated, and Devi Publishing House. She's an athlete who has completed 10 marathons and is also a performer, singer, songwriter. Her mission is to self-empower others to be fully the being they came here to be. So, without further ado, I would love to welcome Rudrani to the show. Hi, Rudrani.
Hi, Dr. Sarah. It's so nice to hear your voice and to play with you today.
Oh,
thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, absolutely. I am so excited for you to be here. And wow, you know, what else is possible now? And where did we start? I mean, this is so exciting.
I love this topic so much. When I'm working with my students quite a bit, it's like, you know, we live in a pressure cooker sometimes. And how do we navigate it? And that's why I love the tools of access so much. So much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it really allows us to get clear as healers that we are, to show up to our clients in a way that allows them to tap into it in a greater way, too. Do you find that with your clients and how
Absolutely.
You show up to them?
Absolutely. What I love the most is when you're working one-on-one with someone, or, you know, in a radio show like this where you can touch many, you can actually show them the possibilities, you know, different tools that they can use. And then they get an experience themselves to bring out into the world. And it's amazing they come back and say, you know, I tried that little thing you said, and it just literally opened my world to all these other possibilities. and Access has so many, you're going to, you know, you should be doing 3 shows a week to cover everything Access has
what else is possible
to offer, because 30 minutes is not a lot of time. But, you know, I would like to maybe start with interesting point of view, because that's the one that I see change most people's lives. I don't know if that's the same
absolutely.
For you. But that's, we get so stuck in our points of view, and we end up aligning, agreeing with people, or resisting and reacting, and it creates, you know, this knot in us, instead of going, hey, you know, is that really true for me? Do I really have to agree with that, or do I have to get upset about it? What if it was just an interesting point of view, and I could just be an allowance of them having this point of view, and, you know, be in the same space with my point of view, whatever that is. And it's a game changer.
Absolutely. It totally is. And then it allows us to see them clearly and also be clear on ourselves to show up that it's just different. It doesn't have to be the same. And really, if everyone in the world had an interesting point of view, my awareness on that, there would be no fighting. There would be no wars, because if we actually just had an interesting point of view, it would resolve so much. It's really amazing that just that one piece.
Yeah, judgment is heavy. You know, what would the world be like if we weren't judging? You know, what
exactly.
if would the world be like
exactly.
if we weren't judging ourselves? If we could just be in the lives of who we be.
And that's huge, you know, and when we're getting and working with clients, I'm sure you can relate to this, is how much of the time people go into the wrongness of who they be and stick themselves there for, I mean, a lifetime, this whole lifetime, they could be in the wrongness of them. And believe it or not, it could originally have been someone else's point of view they bought of themselves that doesn't even belong to them.
Absolutely. I taught a class yesterday, and a new student, and there were some seasoned students there, and she was going into a bunch of stories. And we had talked about, you know, hey, if this feels light for you, then it's true for you, and if it feels heavy, then not yours. So she goes into the story, and I finally looked at her and said, is that even yours to begin with? Where did you get that? And she thought about it for a moment. She says, I think actually it's my mother's. And I said, so are you done trying to own what belongs to your mother? I mean, what if you're not as pathetic as you think you are? Just,
yes.
And you could see
the
light go off. You could see this light go off. Well, what happened is now she's actually going to take the foundation class. And she's the one that signed up at the last minute yesterday. I leave tomorrow to teach. But since then, she's been texting me. I don't know, I think I've gotten half a dozen texts, and she's like, everything has just changed with me just knowing that had nothing to do with me and that I do judge myself a lot. And she goes, I'm doing interesting point of view on myself. And it was perfect. I mean, just that one little tool shook her world and her reality, and it won't ever be the same again.
That's
the beauty of what we do, Dr. Sarah,
It really is, and you follow the energy on it, and that's really what we're doing here. We're getting to the energy rather than getting stuck in words and stuck in thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are this, you know, where this world actually functions from. It's a lower frequency, but that's really all we're taught to know in this reality. So as we're bringing in these different tools that what you're doing, Rajani, and what I'm doing, and so many people in the world are doing, is we're bringing it in from a space of a different frequency. Really, it's getting to the energy, clearing
Absolutely.
The energy, and that's where we can be, finally, where we can have and access ourselves through choice and have choice, which is really where our freedom lies, is that choice. And so a clearing that you did for her, or getting her to just acknowledge that it wasn't her and it was an interesting point of view, opened this woman's world up in a way that now she will be able to access herself. And, oh, my gosh, what a gift.
It was pretty amazing, Dr. Sarah. You could actually – it looked as if she had just lost 20 pounds. And this is – she's actually a petite person, but there was so much of the weight of the world on her shoulders. That her chest literally looked like it opened up. she was giggling, smiling, and then by the end of the class, she even said, I don't know why I believed that for so long. That doesn't even sound like something I should be believing. And I said, well, you know, it's when you start aligning and agreeing and taking things on as if they're yours. You know, lots of different organizations out in the world may say you should be this or you should be that. And it doesn't mean you can't be a part of that organization. But what if what they're talking about that is specific to the group isn't really you? I mean, you could still be in the group and be an allowance that, you know what, I don't align with that. That's not me.
And
I'm okay if that's
and it doesn't
the way
define
they
you. And it doesn't determine you, and it doesn't have to bring form or structure to you. It's just an awareness of if it's light for you, you can choose it, and if it's not, you're just aware of the differences. And I'm wondering, you know, how many of our listeners can actually use that tool this week, too, the interesting point of view. And what would it be like for everyone to start using that? All you have to do is ask yourself, really, who or what does this belong to is a great question. It's a good place to start.
Is it even
start.
Mine?
And I know yes. And I know I've shared this in some of my videos of who or what does this belong to and return to sender with consciousness. But really what we're doing here is acknowledging that it is a different point of view. So to go and use that this week would be fantastic. And I'm going to encourage all the listeners to go ahead and do that. Please do that.
Yeah,
and see
absolutely.
What that's like for
the best way, what works for me is just if I see something that kind of tweaks me a little bit, I'll go, well, Rudrani, that's a very interesting point of view. You have that point of view. And that way I don't get caught up in it. I don't get tied up in wherever I was about to go with that, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm an allowance of that. It's interesting point of view. I had that point of view about that. Does it really matter? No. So why
and
would
that
I want to get tangled up
the...
in it?
Yeah, and it prevents you from going into the wrongness of view. So when you give yourself that interesting point of view of your own point of view, it's just really interesting, and you can laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I laugh at myself all the time. I think it's hilarious. I laugh out loud to my own jokes. I will laugh at my own points of view. I laugh on the truth a lot of times, which I think is hilarious, so that can get interesting. But really, when we can step back and use these tools, it allows us to bring in more joy and more happiness and more humor. I mean, I can't tell you how much more space is available to access as a result of something like interesting point of view. It's really awesome.
So true.
I'm so glad you talked about that. And is there anything else like you're aware of with that or anything that in terms of even the listeners would like to know or I don't know, what else is possible here?
Well, I know that it did come up when we first started talking about interesting point of view. It's like, well, how do I get myself out of it? And, you know, and I said, well, and what I just said to you, well, when I get stuck, I say interesting point of view. I have that point of view. I said, but, you know, it isn't just that. I mean, you can change your mind in every 10 seconds and forgive yourself for having that point of view. You can forgive others for, you know, it's kind of like the allowance piece again. Be an allowance of yourself. You know, get out of judgment of yourself. Quit interesting pointing, viewing yourself to death here. You know, what if you being you is actually what the world's looking for and you're making it all about contraction and everybody else's, you know, points of views and their opinions and their judgments. So it was a matter of, I just don't see how I can get myself out of it. I said, well, you know what? Try interesting point of view for a week on everything you think about, everything that's going on. You know, if you notice you have a thought or a feeling or an emotion about it that feels heavy, or even if it feels light, as a matter of fact, but if it feels heavy or, you know, it's making your butt itch a little, you're like, you know, I'm not comfortable, ask yourself, you know, basically, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Or interesting point of view, they have that point of view about me. And that kind of untangles you from it, you know, because sometimes we go down the rabbit hole. And it's like, well, how do I get out of this? So,
and
that's all those thoughts, feelings, and emotions.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's really where we go into the human form of thinking, feeling, and emotions. And believe me, I'm in the profession of going there in psychology. That's really where the focus lies. However, the truth is we don't really require having to go there. We're much better off being in a space of observing from perceiving and just being and knowing that there's something different, and that interesting point of view puts us in that higher frequency where we don't have to get dragged down into the lower thought, feelings, and emotions, where we get stuck in all our beliefs and all the heavy, heavy stuff. So that is so cool. And it really does carry over to all aspects of your life and living, like relationships,
oh my goodness,
with money, career, business. Oh, my gosh. You name it, it carries over to everything, from my awareness at least.
Well, I know lately when I'm watching the news, I have the interesting point of view a lot. So, you know, it's kind of a savior.
You watch the news?
You know what I do?
You're ahead of me.
I do because I want to clear that energy that it brings up in me.
Yes.
You know, so that's
sure.
I kind of do it as homework on myself. You know, but
that's great.
More I can do that, the more I can do that, the more aware I also become of what's actually going on out there. Instead of trying to hide in a little hole, I can be aware.
Yeah.
And, okay, so it's a crazy world, and I don't have to align and agree with that either. You know.
No, it's so good to know and clear on it, because that's really I'm grateful at times when heavy things come in part because now it can clear, because I'm aware that it can be cleared, and it's no longer hidden in the hard drive somewhere of my brain or of my being.
Right.
That it can come up and now release, and it can dissipate and basically be free of it, because that's what we're talking about here.
And when you talk about laughing, believe me, I laugh a lot when I'm watching the news now. And, you know, I used to be crying probably 10 years ago. I was crying watching the news, and now it's like, oh, my gosh, what an interesting point of view that is, you know.
Wow.
Better space to be in. Laughing is a much better space than the crying. And laughing is so light, too. I mean, they prove you live longer if you laugh more, you know. So.
And what do you notice now that's different from then? Like, when you would watch the news then and be in all the heavy, what else are you aware of around that?
Well, I used to go into the gloom and doom aspect of it, you know. Oh, well, you know, what's the point? Da-da-da. And a lot of my clients, you know, now I see those pieces of me from back then, and I understand where they're coming from. And that's why it's so great to be able to speak from my own experience and say, yeah, okay, this is what I did to get out of it. And you get it when you get it, you know. But if you use the tools and you're diligent about it, trust me, this stuff unwinds. And seemingly immediately, I mean, to watch this girl blossom as she did was literally, you know, a one-day class.
And it brings up a great point.
She's asking for more now, you know, more choices for her now.
And more is available to her. And it brings up a really good point, and especially for the listeners who may have no idea of even what we're talking about. In case you're one of those people out there, really, if you take one thing from the show, if you get one little nugget, wow, I have no words for that. My job is done. If you take one thing, you got it. And I can probably speak for you too, Rajani. Like, if we can just get one, you know, person to receive something that's lighter, you know, that's really what I'm here to do, and looking to create that difference in the world that way. So it may be a moment at a time, and it may, like you said, you get it when you get it. There really is no right or wrong to this way. You know, it's really about getting out of the way and being more and really caring less, if we put it in those terms.
Absolutely, caring less. I love that you actually said that. It's like when we judge to prove that we care, judgment is never caring. It just isn't. You know, so what if not caring was caring? You know,
it's like being carefree.
The way we use our words. Absolutely.
Carefree and a space of choice and possibilities. And that kind of rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
How's it getting better than that?
That's like a cross stitch. Well, I don't think people do that anymore. But bumper sticker.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, so
well, this is so
I love
exciting.
It.
And I'm so glad you came on the show today. And you know, I would really love for you to come back. Would that be something you're interested in, to come and join us again?
To play with Dr. Sarah like this and be able to reach out to all your followers? Oh, my goddess, yes. I would love that. I would absolutely love it. And I'm so grateful that you asked for me to dance again, because, you know, I enjoy this more than anything, you know.
Well,
Showing people that they can achieve something differently.
It really
did
have a platform. Oh, well, to have this platform and to be able to play with it together and really looking to create this change. I agree with you. It really, it's just such a, I'm so grateful for that. I don't even have words.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's like, I was going to say, it's like happy time all the time.
Yeah.
Silly, but
the joy
when you see one person
from
change,
our way of being.
When you see one person change, you're like, yeah, I want more of this, and it almost feels selfish on my part because it feels so good to me to be doing it.
Yeah.
So,
I totally get that. Well,
yeah. And I want you to acknowledge this what you're doing. Thanks for letting me play.
Go ahead. Oh, sure. It's interesting because there's a slight delay in when we speak, so we're kind of like intertwining, weaving through a little bit of the delay. So that's where that's coming from. So she'll hear me slightly after I speak. Rudrani, I'm so grateful that you came on the show, and I will definitely get it set up so that we can play again. And I wanted to share with you, the listeners, just a little bit more information. I know I mentioned a space to be with that's going to recap the question of the week. So let's look at that for just a minute here. So the question of the week, again, is, what does living consciously look like for you? Now, here are a couple more questions to be with, and I'm just going to say them, and you can resonate with them, and just notice what shows up for you. So how would you describe it? How would you describe living consciously? Is it something you choose daily? Is it a choice that you choose on occasion? What is it for you? And again, there's no right or wrong to this awareness. There's no right or wrong to these questions. It just opens it up and creates a space from which you may be able to pick up on an energy you have yet to discover. Feel free to contact me, email me at, here's my email, and all the all my social media ways to connect with me are listed here on the page, on this radio page. So my email is radio@drsarahbrodsky.com. You'll see it below on this website. And so feel free to contact me, questions with your awarenesses, whatever you would like to share. I'd be so grateful for that. Now, for next week's show, it will be at the same time, Monday, October. The date will be October 1st, and it will air at 6 o'clock in the evening, and that's Eastern Standard Time. I will have another guest on the show, and her name is Liz Tupling. And Liz is a private practice integrative psychotherapist and a conscious living facilitator, and she uses an integrative treatment style to assist people in moving towards emotional wholeness and connectedness. So I'm so excited to have her on the show as well, and really looking forward to continuing the conversation, to talking about really these tools and living consciously, and really it can come in so many different forms. And again, I'm excited to explore what this could look like based on each episode, because each episode will be unique and a one of a kind. So in closing, I would really like to thank my guest, Rudrani Devi. Wow, what a gift you gave us. Thank you for joining us. And thank you, the listeners. Thank you so much for your amazing energy. I seriously could not do this without you. And thank you so much for your contribution and who you be. I would also like to acknowledge I am to be your host. And I'm so looking forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. Now, go forth this week and know that I have your back. And know that being you and you being the difference that you be is exactly what this world requires. It's really what it requires and desires. So go forth and be it, perceive it, know it, and receive it, my friends. And I look forward to seeing you again next time. All right? This is Dr. Sarah. Let's talk about it. Take care for now.